A new charity called Greece Debt Free has given itself a lofty goal, helping to wipe out the country's mounting debt burden. The charity was set up by a young shipping heir whose family helped develop the Greek island of Santorini into a tourism hotspot. With Greece in deep economic crisis, tourists on the island are scarce these days. Residents there say they'd like to help with their benefactor's charity, but they can't even pay their own bills. Joanna Kakissis sends this story.
Peter Nomikos unlocks the door to the Santosium, a new museum and art center his family has opened on their home island of Santorini.
These are from the excavation.
He points out the replicas of prehistoric frescoes on the walls, and then he walks outside for a view of the deep blue Aegean Sea. His grandfather helped rebuild Santorini after a devastating earthquake in 1956. Now Nomikos wants to do his part to help relieve Greece of more than $400 billion in sovereign debt.
Greece has given me an awful lot. I feel it's not necessarily an obligation, but it's a desire, and I feel very patriotic.
So about 2 weeks ago, Nomikos launched a charity called Greece Debt Free. It gathers private donations, then uses the money to buy Greek bonds, some of which go for as little as 13 cents on the dollar.
We go out and we buy the cheapest bonds possible, in other words, the most Greek debt for the least amount of money, and then we seek to cancel them.
So far, the charity has raised $3 million, but more than half has come from Nomikos himself and another philanthropist. But Nomikos wants the charity to be a social movement. He wants average Greeks to chip in, even if it's just 1 euro. He might have luck with Mario and Christos Bekiaris. The twin brothers run Altana, a boutique hotel in the village of Imerovigli. Christos says he didn't trust his money to the shipping heir. The Greek state has always let him down, even though he pays his taxes.
We do not get anything back but the beautiful sun of Greece. You know, and I don't know if you get that because you pay tax. That's the only thing we get.
The twins say bookings are down about 40% on the island this year, but they'd like to give the charity 100 euros. Businesses are also struggling in the town of Ia, on the northern tip of the island. Passengers from cruise ships often stop here for an hour to stroll the whitewashed streets.
We already sold it, though, didn't we?
A few stop at Atlantis Books. One of the founders is Craig Walzer, an American from Memphis. A slew of new austerity taxes have squeezed his budget.
My concern right now is, will I have enough money to pay the rent in January when we have no customers coming into the shop and we're really just spending our savings?
His neighbor, Vasilis Mandilaras, says he can't imagine many people on Santorini giving money right now, even to a favorite son.
There are ideas that are connecting with the reality, and there are ideas who are in the dream state. This idea, I think, belongs to the dream state.
He's been running a restaurant, Loggia, for more than 30 years, and he says he's saving every cent to keep it open. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.